Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, just the 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
So, Bronny James signed a huge NIL deal with Nike last week, and then today, he became the first high school athlete to sign an NIL contract with Beats by Dre. So, a lot of money going to a little Bronny over there. The massive headphones company owned by Dr. Dre made the announcement this morning and released a YouTube video featuring the father-son duo called King of the Court, LeBron James' legacy continues.
I saw it on Twitter. It's actually a cool little commercial.
Yeah, it's really cool. So, of course, coincidentally, LeBron was the first athlete to ink a deal with Beats by Dre back in 2008. So, yeah, Bronny's already making bank, and the highly coveted senior still has yet to announce where he's going to play college hoops next fall.
But good for Bronny and good on Bron, right? Like, that's kind of, like, as a parent, Cap, your job is to, you know, obviously teach your children, right? Give them, but you want to also give them the best life. And if you can give them a leg up on something in anything possible that you can, you try to help them in any way, shape, or form. It's not that you don't want them to learn on their own. Yeah, that's part of it. I'm sure, you know, it's already enough pressure, as you talked about with me the other day, on him because he's LeBron's son. But yeah, that's part of being a parent is, you know, help him out. Why not?
Can I just say this? I'm saying it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I hope the kid is good.
I mean, but what's, like, I can tell you that, like, what is good in your estimation? Because I've seen him play.
Okay, here's what I mean. I hope the kid is an NBA caliber talent, because let me just tell you why.
I think he can be, but he's not that right now.
Okay, because here's the thing. He's getting all of these things. He's getting these deals with Beats, not because he's, like, the best high school basketball player in the country. I don't know what his social media following is. I'm going to assume it's really big, mm-hmm. and that's where the value lies. But he's getting all of this stuff because he's LeBron's son. I'm not saying anything that people don't already know, okay? Right? I mean, isn't that why he has this leg up that you just talked about?
Yeah.
Okay? So what I hope for Bronny is that he's good. And when I say good, good enough to be an NBA player, because that's what LeBron has put out there in the universe, that he wants to play with Bronny in the NBA. Mm-hmm. It's the only way those two guys are ever going to play together.
Right.
You know, LeBron's not going.
Other than in the Beats commercial.
Yeah, LeBron's not going to Michigan State or Ohio State or whatever. So I hope the kid is good, because I would hate for the kid to be 4 years from now, 5 years from now, not an NBA player. And then everybody's kind of just ridiculing the dude, like, you got that deal, you got that deal, you made all this money. And the fact is, you aren't really all that good. I hope the kid is better.
I'll tell you. So I did his game last year, his junior year, when they played St. Vincent, St. Mary's at Staples Center at the time. And he was incredible, I thought, in that game. Like, really, really good. It was the best game I think he had, in my estimation, as a high school player. And so you saw a real leap, right? And then I think he's taken another leap this year. Now he's grown into his body. He had definition already as a junior, but now his body's starting to look right. He's never going to be his dad. His dad was 6'8", 250 pounds. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I mean, LeBron's a freak, for sure.
Right. But I think that he balled out this past weekend. I don't know how many points. He had like 30 points or something like that in the Vegas tournament that they played in. So he's good. He's a good player. He's going to be a good college basketball player. So I think he's got potential to be in the NBA. I don't know if he's a one-and-done kid, and that's fine if he's not.
I just hope he's great. I mean, again, I've seen it happen where, you know, Joe Montana's son plays quarterback and really wants to be a Notre Dame quarterback, but guess what? He can't. He just doesn't have it.
Right.
You know? And Dan Marino's son didn't become Dan Marino. And the list goes on. But then on the other hand, you see somebody like Deion Sanders.
And his kid is good at quarterback.
And, right. And Deion Sanders' son is an NFL prospect playing at Jackson State. And there are other guys that you say, wow, man, that guy's, you know.
And he could have gone to any school in the country.
Right.
He went to Jackson State because his dad's there.
But some of these other guys, like, what's the kid's name? He's a defensive back in the NFL now. His dad was a defensive back. I'm trying to think of the kid's name. And he was like a big first round, Sertan, you know. Yeah. Patrick Surtain was the dad, and the kid's name is
Patrick Surtain. The senior, I believe, was like a second round pick.
Yeah. And so his kid is now,
he's a beast.
But they're not LeBron James,
right?
You know.
Yeah.
So I hope Bronny's great for his sake. I hope he is.
Yeah. Robert Wilkins, did I miss something? Did I mishear someone?
Tell me.
He said Beats by Dre was founded by Dr. Dre, but now owned by Apple. Was there someone that said anything different?
Well, I was saying like the owner of Beats by Dre. So, like he's still.
Apple bought Beats by Dre?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but $1 billion.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he made him a billionaire.
Yeah.
So I've had these Beats by Dre, the ones that I'm rocking right now.
Yeah.
I've had them for many years.
Yeah.
They're great headphones. Yeah. And they're like one of the first iterations. Mm-hmm. Only problem is, tell me what I should do, guys. You see this wire that plugs into the headphones and then plugs into the like console? You see how it's ripped to shreds?
Is it
here?
Chewed up?
Dude, I don't know if my dog ate it or
what. That's not normal. That, no, that seems like a dog.
I'm waiting to be electrocuted at some point here, you know?
Or a rat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Morales just got ammunition.
I didn't try, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could have been a mouse, I guess, maybe. Rat, I've not seen. Dog,
that's
mouse.
That's happened in my computer charger, and I know that there's nothing chewing on it. I think it's just wear and tear. But
so what do I do? Do I go on Amazon or what's the deal?
Cap, what you would have to do, you would never do, so I won't bother.
Yeah, tell me. But what should I do? What would a normal person do?
You email them or something and be like, hey, this is what happened. Take a picture of it and send it to them.
To Beats?
Yeah, and they would probably send...
Can't you just replace this wire?
Right, but in order for them to do that, like they don't have like a Beats store like they do an Apple store.
No, but can't I go to an Apple store and go, yo, I got some Beats headphones?
No, they'll just tell you like you need to buy new ones.
Yeah, because those are, like you said, they're the older version, so you do have to email them and they'll just replace it.
Really?
Yes.
Little bit of work for you, Cap. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's not something you're going to do. You're just going to throw them away and buy a new one.
I can't do that. But I like these.
But okay, then just find someone's new ones you like.
I don't know. I really like these.
Complicado, niño.
I mean, you know how many times I've put these things on? My hair is still a little bit wet. I got a ton of product in my hair. And these things have helped with... They just withheld the test of time, or like I'm sweating my ass off for some reason, you know what I mean? And then just sweat is dripping on the side of my face.
Maybe you do need new ones,
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably, they probably don't smell great.
Used to be gross. Disgusting. Sedano's face, though.
I don't know, maybe I do need new ones.
You know what? You know my grandmother would say? Tú eres un asqueroso.
Sí. Muy bien. Yeah.
At least he admits it.
Muy bien.
Oh.
What's escuso?
Escuso?
Sí.
No, asqueroso.
Asqueroso.
You filthy.
¿Cómo se dice en inglés?
You filthy animal.
Filthy animal.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, my Denver Broncos only have a 3-point lead now.
Yeah, because the Chargers scored. A little touchdown. Who scored the touchdown?
I don't know. I'm not really watching the game.
Yeah, I'm like barely paying attention. We're just still focusing on the circle of trust turning their back on you.
Yep, they have for sure. Well, it's not everybody. It's about six guys. So
six guys.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the six?
They know who they are.
You sound like a parent. You know who you are.
You know who you are. They know.
Okay.
They know who they are.
All right. That's fine. I'll just carry the circle then if you're not going
to
participate.
You're going to have to carry the circle.
I mean, I started the damn thing.
It is yours. You own the circle. That is 100% yours. People want to know, yo, Cap. Now that you sell these T-shirts that say "Hey King," are you going to start your own community now?
Cappy, are you really going to let like Beto take over your spot in the circle?
Yes, Beto can have it.
Okay,
Beto can have it. He wants it. He can have it.
He has it.
That's very disheartening, as Mario would say.
Yep, it is. No, Beto wanted it. He took it.
Yeah, Beto took it. He didn't ask. Yeah, Beto can have it.
He's been very active actually in the community for a very long time.
Yes, very long. Yeah. He's the mayor of the community.
Yeah, not necessarily because he likes to rub people the wrong way in there too.
On occasion, he does.
I mean, Murphy's Sliwa's Murphy bed is gone, basically.
What happened? Does anybody know?
Well, Beto just like said, bro, why don't you stop acting? Like, stop acting up for attention, basically, is what he said. And it's like, bro, I don't know. I didn't notice he was acting up for attention.
I know. Beto likes to tell everybody else how to live. It's amazing to me because, like, on one hand, somebody said the other day, they're like, how could you be a Niners fan and a Dodgers fan? And Beto comes in and he's like...
Well, there was no football for 20 years.
Well, but Beto comes in and he's like, hey, man, it's fine. It's fine. You do you. You want to be a Niners fan and you want to be a Dodger fan? That's okay. You do you. So he'll like excuse certain things and then he'll try and enforce other things like as if he has some power. I guess he does. He's got the circle.
I think he's in your head, Cap.
You think so?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
100%. Is the circle in your head?
No, I think Beto's in his head.
Beto's in your head?
I don't know.
I'm with her.
I guess Lindsay thinks so.
I'm with Lindsay.
I'm just saying, Cap, I feel like as somebody who has been a victim of Beto's antics, you know, we all have, because Beto likes, you know, anything for the bit. I feel like, you know, you just got to take everything Beto does with a grain of salt, you know?
Well, that's why I've decided to become a lurker in the circle.
Okay.
No longer a participant.
Okay.
I'll know what's going on.
All right.
But as far as participation, I will leave it all to Beto. It is Beto's circle. He is taking control of it.
Okay.
Cabeza de Piedras.
Rockhead?
Right. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. You've had Manos de Piedras
right.
with Roberto Duran.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
And now you've got Roberto Duran.
Roberto?
Roberto Duran.
What?
Yes, that's right. Roberto Duran.
It's Umberto.
Umberto.
And the Cabeza de Piedras.
Si. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I know the Rams are in first place, but are you feeling like they feel like a first place team to you?
Not at all. But yeah. I mean, what did they do? They beat yesterday one of the worst teams in football
with like a third string quarterback who then got knocked out of the game.
And it wasn't like an overwhelmingly convincing win.
Right. They didn't win like 50-10.
Right. So yeah. And what was the final score? Because it was a 10-point edge going into the game for the Rams, and I was like, should I be taking the Rams minus 10? And again, this was one of those games.
By the way, nobody asked me for my picks last week.
Ooh.
Well, we skipped picks against the spread because
I wasn't here?
Well, I think so, because we ended up having, you know, it was a short show.
We've texted Cappy before. I was kind of wondering.
You're right,
about that.
But
24
to
10 they won.
24 to 10, so they did cover it. But it was just, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but it wasn't really like a sexy game. And it was going up head-to-head against Buffalo versus Kansas City. And I had both games on, but my focus was on Buffalo-Kansas City,
100%.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
Wasn't even close.
Yeah. That game, the Rams game was kind of boring, to be honest with you.
So look, here's what the Rams got to do. Take this week off and try and convince Andrew Whitworth to come out of retirement. And that's an exaggeration because I don't think it's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
But, you know, they lost another offensive lineman yesterday.
Yeah,
Joe
Noteboom.
He's
out
now
for the
gone.
Year.
Right, yeah. Achilles torn.
Because, you know, they've been so great at replenishing the offensive line this year.
It's
just one of those snake-bitten years, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to look back on this season and you're going to say, we didn't make the playoffs. Why? We had no offensive lineman.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just kind of snake-bitten. By the way.
Yeah.
6 o'clock, eyeballs. Boom.
Red?
Yeah.
I know. I was wearing sunglasses earlier because I can't stand these freaking lights in here.
You wear your sunglasses at night? Like Corey Hart?
Kind of, but it's so bright in here.
It's beautiful, though. And we're going to have a special guest coming up next.
All right. Well, I'm going to be wearing sunglasses when
Elias
he comes
Sanchez
in.
Sanchez of the LAFC. The LAFC.
Well, let me tell you what's going on with the LAFC.
Yeah.
The LAFC, Elias Sanchez, a midfielder who's taken part in the vast majority of the team's MLS matches in 2022. He's made 33 appearances overall and played 2,679 minutes.
And it's a huge match this Thursday, a semifinal in the Western Conference against the hated rival, the LA Galaxy, at the bank.
It's win or go home. LAFC earned home field advantage throughout the playoffs by winning the Supporters' Shield. LAFC needs just 3 wins to raise the MLS Cup.
All right, we'll talk to Elie next. See you.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yes, sir. LAFC against the Galaxy Western Conference semis this Thursday at the bank. Pregame show will begin at 6:30 on the ESPN LA app. Ilie Sanchez is joining us here now. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Buenas tardes. Yeah. I'm fine. I'm excited, as you know, for this week.
Yeah.
But also to be here sharing the show with you.
How long have you been a player with the LAFC?
This is my first season.
Okay. How old a guy are you?
I'm 30 years old.
30? Really? I would have thought like 24, 25 years old. Really? And how does a guy go from Spain, where you're from, right?
Yes.
How do you get here?
To the MLS, yeah.
Right. Because most guys, I think, in America who are the best players, they think they want to go there. Explain how a guy gets here.
Well, my career has been... has had ups and downs like any other career. I started in Barcelona, where I'm born and raised. Moved to Germany to play there for a season.
How old were you?
I was 22.
Gotcha.
And then after that experience in Germany, I realized that my next step should be only focusing on the field stuff. Nothing about the contracts, nothing about off-the-field stuff, but... listening and trusting a project with a coach and a sport director, a GM, that would trust me as a player. And I ended in Kansas City with Sporting Kansas City. And that was my middle step until I got here to LAFC.
And in regards to this particular matchup, you've now been a part of it a number of times, El Tráfico, between the Galaxy and the LAFC. It really is, I think, it's become very quickly one of the biggest rivalries in all of MLS.
Talk about it, George. Talk about it.
It has. It it's crazy because...
quickly, right?
I mean, the LAFC has only been around for several seasons, so it immediately began where there's animosity on both sides between the players, the coaches even at times, and the fans. So what has it been like to be a part of those particular matches?
It is the biggest game in MLS, in playoffs, and also in our city, right, in Los Angeles. We call it El Clásico Angelino for a reason, and it's because, in my opinion, you had here the biggest organization in MLS, which is the Galaxy, for history, but also the biggest organization the last five seasons, which is LAFC, that came into the league with the front foot and pushing very hard from the beginning. So that's what makes this special. But also I would say that our fans make it even bigger because they really live this game. They really have so much passion going into the game. And at the end of the day, they are the ones bringing up the energy and
The 3252, I mean, that supporter section, if you've never been to a game and you're listening right now, you've never been to a match, you should absolutely take part of that because, look, there are some really strong environments in the MLS world. I think Portland does a really good job with their fans. Seattle, obviously. The Galaxy do a good job. LAFC, though, it feels, look, you would know better than me, right? Like, it feels more like a European event because of the supporters that are there, the 3252.
It's pure football.
Yeah.
It's pure soccer, as you would say here. They bring that passion that we talked about. They bring the energy, and they just want to win. They just want to have a good time, but also getting the result on their side.
How do you like playing in LA now, because you mentioned Kansas City, Germany before that, Barcelona before that, but you know, kid growing up in Spain, now here in LA. How you like life as a pro soccer player in America for this team?
It's a perfect place for me to have at this point on my career, especially because I'm part of LAFC, which is a winning team. When you win, when you go every day to practice, and you know that you have the opportunity to do well on the weekends, your life after that, it's so much easier. You enjoy it even more. So I cannot complain a second about my time here in LA.
Married?
No.
Single?
No. My girlfriend is actually
here. Oh, okay. I didn't get the chance to meet her.
Yes. Hola.
Really?
Just back there.
Is she from Spain? Is she from LA? What's her story?
Actually, she's from Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Brought her in from Kansas City.
I met her my first year in Kansas City.
Wow.
So it's been a long time.
Hey, nice, man. Good for you.
In regards to this matchup with the Galaxy, we already talked about how supercharged it is. What, from a schematic standpoint, is something that you look at and you say, we need to do this to be able to win this match?
That's a great question. We need to be ourselves. I think that we have the tools. in our players, in our staff, coach. So I think that we just have to step on the field, surrounded by our fans, supported by them, and try to do our best. If we do that and we take care of the good things that Galaxy do also, I think that we're going to be successful.
Ilya, you guys got three more wins, and you guys get to raise the cup. What goes through your mind when you think about that?
Well, I think about players like Carlos Vela, like Latif, like Ante, like Mark, the coaches, like Steve, like all the players that had been in the team for 2, 3, 4 years, and that now they have the opportunity to play the games at home, three more games, and lift that trophy that this club has built, has been built for. LAFC is here to be the best team in MLS, and we are so close that we cannot lose focus on what we have to do to lift it.
Now, this team is a loaded team. It's a loaded roster. You got Bale,
of course,
Vela, Chiellini. I mean, on and on and on.
Right. International stars across the board, including yourself.
Yeah. And Ilya, he made All-Stars this season.
Right.
Wow. Out of all
Congrats.
That loaded roster, he made All-Stars.
Nice.
He chose to come to LAFC, and LAFC chose him as well. So it was both sides said, we need each other.
Well, you play midfield? What position?
Yes,
or like
I
what
do.
Number position?
I play number 6.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Midfielder.
See that? I understand that. Do you understand that, George?
I do. I know.
Okay,
well,
just wanted to make sure.
Your daughter's played soccer.
Right, I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to sound like a soccer insider there.
And Ilya came with surprises today, too. He came with surprises today.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
So, yeah.
So I couldn't come with my hands empty.
Yeah, okay. No hands empty. We got
unos,
surprises.
Unos embutidos
here.
De España?
No.
Primero, okay.
The first one is from our LAFC family. It's some gifts for you guys.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you.
But you can open it after the
show.
No
way, man. Let's open it now.
Okay, yeah. Cap, he wants to open it right
now. Come on.
It's exactly the same for you.
Okay.
Gracias.
Wow. Oh, this is so cool, man.
Yeah, Laura and I got some too. Thank you.
Thank
oh, dude. This is like a full on LAFC like starter kit for every fan. So you got the ball cap
and playoff.
Yeah, it's a playoff shirt.
You got the water bottle.
Yeah, the hat is awesome. It's really nice.
Okay, listen, I'm going to be a real nerd here. And I'm going to tell you.
Cookies in here too?
Yeah.
You're hungry?
But I love the pen, and here's why. I love a stylus on a pen. Yes, sir.
And you got a friend here to see you.
Oh, my. In the box, but here is our friend.
There's the Falcon.
Wow.
The Falconer.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
That is amazing. Look at, can we, let me take a look at this guy.
Now, Cappy, you know, the last time he was here in studio, he pooped.
Wait, say it one more time.
She is a Red Nape Shaheen Falcon. The coolest pregame ritual on planet Earth.
Yeah.
I'm very biased.
I know.
Have you seen it?
I have. I've seen it. I've been to a few matches in my day. And it's. I actually told Mario I'd love to be the Falconer at some time. Unfortunately, my schedule with the NBA and football has been tough to get there. But one day I will want to do it. Trust me.
The
I will want to be there standing next to you.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
On the Falcon.
It's called a hood.
Yeah.
It's called a hood. And it's like this magic off switch to the brain. I mean, obviously, if she could deal with a 32-52.
Yeah.
You know,
she could deal with anything.
Thing.
Yeah.
But a new place, a lot of people in clothes.
Yeah.
Wanted to put it on and, like, just turn her little brain off.
Right.
She is truly a bird brain.
Right.
One of their eyeballs is truly bigger and heavier than their entire brain.
Wow.
So when you take out the visual input, that brain just doesn't have a whole lot to do.
Yeah.
They're like guys.
Yeah.
Everything's through their eyes.
Right.
You know? Not a lot of thought going on. Maybe a little bit more.
I can tell Cap wants to hold it.
I do want to hold it.
I can tell you want to hold it.
I want to hold that bird.
Do you suggest that that's safe for him to do it?
Are people allowed to hold the bird or no? People not allowed to hold it.
Honorary Falconers all the time.
Right.
Like he wants to.
I know. I would love to. But, here in the studio, can I hold this bird?
Yes, you can.
Really? Do I need a glove? Any
like
sort of... do I need anything to protect my hand?
Okay.
Look at that. He's giving you his glove.
Thank you.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So make a fist.
Okay.
Now, we know what happened last time the Falcon was here,
the Falcon pooped the last time it was here. Yes.
Okay.
There's the Falcon going onto Cappy's hand.
Okay.
And the glove.
Hello. Hello, birdie.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Falconer.
Yeah. No, he's a Falcon. You're the Falconer now. Yeah.
He's a little nervous.
Yeah.
Attacking when she dives down.
Oh, really?
Have you seen that?
No, I didn't know that was what was happening when she dives down.
Oh, yeah.
When we literally...
Here, take the mic.
We literally, for our pregame ritual,
yeah,
we hunt the opponent's.
Oh, crest. The LA Galaxy shield. So yes.
Every home match, yeah. we have the opponent's crest yeah. on the lure.
Right.
So when you see her diving down at 70, 80, 90 miles yeah. an hour,
uh-huh.
she's not playing. She wants to hunt, catch, kill, and eat this.
Okay.
Thing.
So we take that helmet off right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's over.
It's over.
It's on. Yeah.
Yeah. This is her quarry.
Yeah.
Since she was a baby, we got her when she's about 12 days old.
Right.
I put food on it, mostly the Galaxy lore.
Yeah.
You know, we have lots of others, but we use the Galaxy more.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a proper derby.
Exactly.
How big was she at 12 days old?
That big.
Okay.
Actually, if you check out.
So, like a hand, your hand, choosing your hand, basically.
If you check out my Instagram,
yeah.
LAFC Falconer.
Okay.
We got baby pictures.
Okay.
A lot of cool demos of the lure being attacked.
Can you pet her? Can you touch her in the?
Not a good idea.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
They're not tactile by nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's a very sweet, kind bird.
Yeah.
But she is what she is.
Yeah.
She
I noticed you moved her. Your hand back very quickly yeah, when he said not a good idea.
I thought this bird was going to bite me.
Oh, you don't
or
worry
worse.
About the beak.
Yeah.
See these long talons?
Yeah.
That's
claw
what you.
Those
worry
are the
about.
Ones that
yeah.
you gotta worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we gave him a glove. I like him.
All right. You know? There you go. Wow. Well, thank you guys so much. This was an awesome experience for you guys to come by. Thank you for the gifts. Thank you for bringing the Falcon. Ilya, best of luck to you this week.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Let's go. Three more. Okay.
Starting on Thursday, but yeah, three more to go.
Excellent stuff.
Thursday on the ESPN LA app.
Yes.
LAFC, LA Galaxy.
6:30 begins
sir.
Our pregame coverage with our buddy Mark Rogondino.
Mark Rogondino
yeah.
and Dave Denholm on
and
play-by-play.
And Dave Denholm on play-by-play. So,
easy bird, easy.
Yeah. There you go. He's taking it without a glove because, you know,
well,
he knows what he's doing.
Galaxy
yes.
and,
yeah.
you know,
yeah. Yeah.
attacks evil people.
Yeah.
Falconer's a real dude.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thank you guys again so much. We'll take a quick break. Big Deal or No Deal coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks again to Ilya Sanchez and the LAFC and the whole crew come by. The Falconer was here.
He's so cool and like European and Spanish. You know, he's wearing these cool jeans that I could never rock, but
yeah,
they look
no.
great on him.
Yeah, of course, because he's in shape and he's young.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm old and out of shape.
Correct.
The exact opposite of him.
Yes. But that was cool. You were afraid the bird was going to like claw you to death?
I was trying to like make nice to the bird.
Yeah.
And then I was worried that the bird was going to like bite me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's the claws you have to wear, the talons.
Yeah. I was more focused in on the beak.
Yeah.
You yeah. know?
But he's got the helmet on. Or she, sorry. She.
Yeah. And then I was like, I wanted to pet her, like,
no,
hey, birdie.
No, you put your hand out. That was a terrible idea.
Right. Yeah. Really bad idea.
Yeah. Thankfully nothing happened. Although they do have insurance.
We'll tell you guys, if you're watching on if you're watching on YouTube.
You saw it all.
I'm gonna show you though this wonderful box that they brought in.
Yeah.
Like
it's
if
cool.
if you're an LAFC fan, like this is everything you gotta have.
Yeah.
The t-shirt, the hat, the hydro flask, the pen with the stylus. If you put a stylus on a pen, you got class, pal. Okay?
Yeah.
Patches, stuff, notebook. Really cool.
Somebody on the Big E says careful with the Falcons, they like to eat rats.
Oh, sick burn, Cappy.
I'm surprised Morales didn't text that while we were doing the segment. No,
that requires
oh,
wittiness.
Funny.
Yes.
That's funny. I'm trying to, like, Laura's out there getting a picture with the bird. I was like, I want a picture with the bird.
Well, you can go.
I'm going
I mean,
to.
Just start, lob the first question,
okay.
and then we'll ping pong. Go.
Okay, okay. So, Tom Brady has been slammed on social media after a video of him yelling at his teammates went viral. The quarterback who missed the team walkthrough on Saturday to attend Robert Kraft's wedding was seen berating his offensive linemen during their loss to the Steelers. Brady was heard saying, "You're so much better than the way you're bleeping playing. Get your bleeping bleep together." So is Tom Brady going off on his teammates after he missed his practice on Saturday for a wedding a big deal or no deal? Cappy?
No deal for me. Now, you guys know I'm a Tom Brady defender.
Yes. So not a shock.
But Tom Brady is telling his guys, guys, you're so much better than this. And from him, as they're sitting there taking this harangue, hello? Anybody? Good word? Thank you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Thank you. They're on the receiving end of it going, that's freaking Tom Brady telling me that I'm so much better than playing. I need to up my game.
See, I would take the flip side of that. You can't, and I understand, you know, and he's, look, everyone has personal time they need to take. He's clearly going through a personal situation, which we don't need to elaborate on anymore. But it's tough to be the guy yelling and screaming and asking more of others when they're like, yo, bro, you were out of here on Saturday for a wedding. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be yelling at us. You haven't played all that well either, to be honest with you, because he has had his worst season of his career, and it's not just the offensive line.
You're also the same guy that missed a week and change of training camp.
Right.
Because you had to go on a family vacation.
Right.
You're also the guy.
Well, we don't know if it was a family vacation.
Well, whatever. Yeah. You're also the guy that, you know, has brought all this tabloid life to our team. And yeah, we're out here kind of trying to win, and you're up at Robert Kraft's wedding. I understand that perspective 1,000%. But if LeBron James did the same thing, we'd all be understanding about it. Hey, he's LeBron. He got to go to Robert Kraft's wedding. Hey, he needed a night off, so he didn't make it to practice. Big deal.
But you can understand why people would be annoyed by that.
100%.
You know, you being the guy to yell when, you know, you weren't around earlier this week.
100%. By the way, I'm trying to figure out what Robert Kraft is doing. It's like, I don't know.
Why is he getting married again?
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
He wants to get married again.
I'm having a hard time with this whole, like, second marriage thing.
And how does Rachel feel about that?
She's kind of the same way. She's okay, like, good. She doesn't have any desire to, like, hustle up to get married.
So, many, many years ago, I had a friend. I mean, I dated her in, like, college.
Oh, like, friend or friend?
No, she was my girlfriend in college.
Oh, okay.
And her aunt wasn't married, but she basically, they were common law married, her husband or her
married
boyfriend or whatever. She wasn't married, but they were common law married basically because they had lived together for over a decade.
That's dope.
Because they just didn't believe in the marriage part of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, the state or the, you know, government looks at you as married. But so if you and Rachel, as long as you keep separate domiciles, you're good. You're not even common law married.
Yep. Nice word, domicile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had to get you with, you know, since you used harangue
right
earlier.
I know. We're going to have like a word off today.
Yeah.
Word off.
You guys are fine. I can do it.
Go ahead, Laura.
All right. So Lindsay's going to go take a picture with the Falcon.
Yeah.
So just
did the Falcon not poop on you?
No, but we wanted it to poop on Kepi.
People in the community were hoping they would poop on you and YouTube would have caught it.
I know. Yeah, it would have been great. I know. But you know what they say? Being
pooped on is a good luck.
It's supposed to be very good luck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's ever actually really materialized for someone that way.
A couple years ago, my parents came out to visit me, and we were going to go on a whale watching tour.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, my mother goes, we all turn around, and some seagull
just pooped on
had just
unloaded.
Erupted.
Like, this seagull had just terrible diarrhea, apparently, that day. On my mom's forehead, down her nose, lips, face, shirt, and all of us stood there hysterical laughing, like crying, falling to the ground laughing, rather than being like, oh, mom, oh, my God, let me get some paper towels. Are you okay? It's good luck.
Yeah.
Did she get good luck?
Well, look, if the bird wants to poop on me, I just played the Powerball today since it's like 480 million.
When is it?
Seriously.
Today.
Tonight's the drawing?
Yeah, but I think you're not going to be able to make
it. Yeah, you're not going to make it.
It's 7 o'clock cutoff.
Damn.
But if the bird wants to poop on me,
I'll tell you this. If I win the $480 million,
go for it.
You may not hear from me anymore.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I do. I understand.
It may just be Cappy and the girls.
Right.
Cappy would love that.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell to the yeah.
Yeah. I'll just come on like as an occasional guest.
All right.
Yeah.
When the circle asks for you.
Yeah. Just be like, I'm often like living in Tahiti somewhere.
Mm. I just walk in and I see the delay ramp up is going. What happened? What did you say, Cap?
No, it was me.
It was.
Oh, okay.
It was actually me. I almost cursed.
She almost cursed. She was like, so close.
But I just dumped it just to
Just in case.
Yeah.
She didn't need to.
Update. No pooping. The bird was very relaxed when I was holding her. So
I was not relaxed. If y'all see my video, I'm like, nee.
Yeah, I'm going to post mine after the show.
It's funny.
All right. Third question, Linz.
All right. So UFC fighters are no longer allowed to bet on UFC fights.
By the way, real quick, huge pay-per-view coming up with Oliveira and Makhachev. Like, you have to watch that
what
fight.
What is that? This Saturday?
This weekend.
All right.
Huge, yeah, huge, huge fight.
It's in Abu Dhabi, isn't it?
Yeah. Huge fight.
All right, so as I was saying, the promotion announced to its athletes in a Monday memo that they're no longer able to bet on the UFC fights. So acting on what it said was, quote, clear direction from sports betting regulators, the UFC has amended its code of conduct to prohibit wagering on all Octagon fights. The new rules also bar members of fighters' teams and, quote, certain others from betting, which I guess it's on a case-by-case basis, like family members can't even bet on the fights anymore.
How would they even know?
They wouldn't, but I guess they are threatening legal action and fines and prosecution if they find out that any of that nonsense is going on. So several UFC fighters have publicly disclosed in the past that they've placed bets on Octagon fights and won, and UFC middleweight Derek Brunson is among those to post his betting slips, you know, betting on himself, other members of his camp, etc. So is this a big deal or no deal? Cappy, you go first.
I'm going to say it's a big deal in that I don't understand why they are taking this away from them. Now, if I'm a fighter and I bet on my opponent, okay, I understand. We have a problem with that. But if I'm a fighter and I bet on myself, or if I'm a fighter and I bet on other guys in my gym because I've been training with them and I've been seeing them work and I feel really confident about it, what is the harm in that?
I think it's just more of like a slippery slope, I think they think. Like, you're right, but I think that's the way they view it. That's just my guess on the whole situation. I don't have any actual info on that.
But like, I realize in boxing, there's not a league like there's the UFC.
Right. There's not one controlling body.
Right.
Right.
In boxing, if Canelo wants to bet on himself.
I mean, he can.
He can.
I'm sure Mayweather used to do it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy, though, that they can do that.
I mean, you can bet on yourself if you want.
I know. I just think it's crazy that you
can.
Well,
let me ask you guys this question. If I told you that a player in the NFL wanted to bet on his team, would that be a problem?
Well, didn't they just suspend the kid from the Falcons?
Yeah. Someone got suspended for betting on. But he said it wasn't on his own game, though. It was on another team.
Right. So
I know, but isn't it amazing that now all these companies are the official betting partner of the NFL.
Correct.
The official betting partner of the NBA.
And they suspended Calvin Ridley, the kid from the Falcons.
And they have these
lost a year's salary,
right, sports books in ballparks.
Yeah.
And the players, I'm not saying that it's savory.
Yeah.
Or that it's even, it does feel dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody's going to be able to gamble, as long as you're betting on yourself.
Right, but I guess that's just like part of the deal. Like, you know, the NFL is a private entity and those are their rules, and the UFC is a private entity and those are their rules. It's no different than you work here. There are rules in place that they don't have other places.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I know there are rules at this place.
Okay, I just want to make sure I know what they are.
I mean, you break all of them all
the
time.
I would think
anyway.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I guess UFC, like they even like said in the memo, you're still allowed to sign like, you know, you're still allowed to sign deals with partners. You're still allowed to have, like, sports betting, you know, whatever it is, DraftKings, whatever it is, partners. But you're not allowed to bet. But I guess my question is, what if you bet against? Maybe they're worried about, like, betting against yourself and then throwing the fight, right?
Well, that's,
yeah, of
course.
That's
the point. Yeah,
that's the issue.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're, I mean, I guess I could see it now with, like, sports betting being legalized all over the place. I feel like that makes sense.
All right. That is Big Deal or No Deal each and every day at 6:30. We have a person named Kitty Cat, I believe, here, who has been on hold for like the entire show, basically.
You're kidding me.
So let's talk. Kitty Cat, if you're there, we're going to take one last break, and we will, because you have stayed on hold so long, we will talk to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. I mean, we just don't take a lot of calls. Like, I know today we talked about taking calls, and then it just, you know, you and I talk a lot, then the girls jump in, and then we just kind of forget. No offense. Like, you know, why with a fake laugh?
Well, no, I hear what you're saying.
You went, ha.
Yeah, I did.
That was very Marge Simpson. That's why people say in the community, you sound like Marge Simpson.
Oh. It was that? I thought it was a
yeah, that's
that
it.
That too.
That's
well,
it. Yeah.
She does that too, though. Maybe the sisters is the one that laughed. Marge's sisters laughed
I think
like
you're
that.
Right. By the way, they freaking postponed the game.
Very breathy.
I know.
Postponed the game
till
when?
Yeah.
Till
when?
Now I gotta be nervous for a whole other day till tomorrow.
See, that's what a real fan gets, nervous.
Nervous. I've been nervous all day.
but you took the luxuries.
Mm-hmm.
The luxuries?
Of sitting behind home plate.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Wouldn't you?
I mean, not if I didn't want to cause a ruckus.
Well, I did want to cause a ruckus.
Okay, well, then that's the conversation we'll have.
That's what I did want to cause.
You and I will have on the other side. We'll get to the bottom of it finally in the last segment, and we'll talk to Kitty Cat, whoever she is. Next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Million Dollar Monday, 710 ESPN is the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. All right, George, here we go.
Yeah, we got our guy. Right, here he is.
Yep.
Jeff Rubio from Lakewood. Congratulations, my man. You win Rams Niners tickets, and you got your shot at $1 million. What's up?
Thank you, guys. How you guys doing?
We're good, brother. So here's the deal. If you want to win the $1 million, it's a very simple task, but hard to nail, okay? So you got to pick the two Super Bowl teams, and you got to pick the score for each team. And if you get all that right, sounds easy, but it's a lot harder than you think. You get all that right, you're going to win $1 million. So who are the two teams in the Super Bowl, and what will the score be?
I'm going to say the 49ers 24, Bills 17.
Okay. Ooh. Look at that. Niners. That's actually a good one, I think. All right, man. Well, best of luck to you. Congratulations. Enjoy the game between the Rams and the Niners as well, man. All right?
Thank you, guys. You guys are the best.
Thank you, brother. We're going to put you on hold. Oh, there we go.
Dude, at least somebody finally picked somebody other than the Rams. You know, like, who are you going to pick? I got the Rams and the Chiefs. And it's like, bro, like, today, as you get a chance to get in on this contest,
yeah.
Today's not the day to pick the Rams. I don't even think it's a great day to pick the 49ers, obviously, after them getting beat yesterday by Atlanta.
I still think the Niners have a decent chance, though.
I would take the Niners right now over the Rams.
Yes.
But, man.
I feel like the Bills are winning the Super Bowl this year. It's destiny.
Yeah. I would pick the Bills to win, too.
That's what we thought about the Dodgers, you know, World Series.
Destiny. I don't know. I don't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
They broke my heart.
Yeah. They did break your heart.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
It's okay. You can root for the Gardos now.
Or the Padres.
Will kill me.
Root for the
Hell
Padres.
Hell no. I know doodle colors. No.
Why not root for the Padres?
No.
You can't root for a division rival.
Why not? If the Dodgers would have beaten the Padres, I would have been rooting for the Dodgers.
Yeah, but you don't got you don't got a team. You don't got to know, like.
You know what's going to happen, Cappy?
Tell me.
Is the Gardos and the Padres are going to face off in the World Series, and I'm going to have the whole circle of trust behind me rooting for the Gardos to beat down
they
the
are.
Padres.
That's
that
true.
Probably will be true.
If they get past, they get the Yankees and then who? At the Astros, right? The Astros have already advanced.
I'm way more worried about the Astros than I was about the Yankees. I know they could get the Yankees.
Wow, I know they can get the Yankees.
I've said that from the beginning.
Even though the Gardos or / Indians have not advanced
yet
past in a winner-take-all game since in like 20-something years or
well,
something.
Well, it's Tito is 1-7. 1-7 of those games, of those potential elimination situations.
Okay.
Somebody that we know just texted me very ugly emojis because of her comment.
Whose comment?
Well, I mean, if they beat them, you know.
They're Yankee fans. You know,
if the Yankees aren't in
Janice,
it anymore.
Oh, Janice, yeah.
The Yankees aren't in it anymore.
I was like, you guys could put the name out there. Yeah. I'm not.
Janice knows. We know Janice was a big Yankee fan. So anyway, all right, let's talk to Kitty Cat. She's been on hold forever. Hi, Kitty Cat.
Kitty Cat's not a she. Kitty Cat.
Oh, it's a he.
What's up, Cat?
All right. Hello, Kitty Cat.
Yeah, welcome. Thanks. I've had relationships that haven't lasted this long, but Georgie, I got a couple bones to pick with you, bro.
Pick some bones.
All right, you're from New York, correct? Born and raised in New York, graduated
from
Florida.
Not raised, actually, born.
Okay, you're born in New York. You're a Yankee fan or a Met fan?
I grew up a Yankees fan because my dad was a Yankees fan, but I honestly haven't really paid much attention to the Yankees in, like, I don't know, since A-Rod left. Like, I think it was the last time
New York. My point would be is that you're not a Yankee or a Met fan, but you were born in New York.
Yeah, no, I grew up a Yankee fan, and I've not been a Yankee fan because I don't have a lot of time to watch baseball, but I do now. I have the only time I watch baseball, to be honest with you, is I watch the Dodgers because they're on here when I live
here. So the question would be, are you a Yankee or a Met fan or neither?
Well, you mean today? Like in 2022?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, no, yeah, right neither. Now. I mean, neither. I don't have a horse in the race.
Let's move to the next question.
Okay.
You made one of the most asinine statements on your radio show today,
okay,
saying that the reason the Dodgers lost was because of the goose?
No, I didn't say that.
I think Mason said that.
Yeah, that was Mason.
Yeah, that was Steve Mason.
Okay, well, Mason, maybe it was in the crossover.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So
I'm less asinine is what you're saying.
No, Mason is now more asinine.
Well, Mason should know better.
By proxy, that would make me less asinine.
Right, I would think so.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What, in your opinion, what was the major reason why the Dodgers lost to the Padres?
They went 5-for-34 with runners in scoring position, including an 0-for-20 drought.
Okay. Earlier in the season, the Padres lost Tatis due to the 80-game suspension, and the air went out of the balloon. The Padres made the trade. The Dodgers were beating everybody. They scored a record of 334 runs more than their opponent compared to 64 for the Padres. That series with the Goose did change that whole series. That happened to be Rich Gossage, former Padre Hall of Famer, that appeared on that field. And the Goose was a symbol of a series that translated into San Diego.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are there still bones to pick with me? Because I'm wondering where those bones went.
Well, I think that you're really calling out the wrong people. And
who am I calling out then?
I think that you put a lot of emphasis on Roberts. I said
the words that came out of my mouth, I mean, you were on hold, I thought you would have heard, was that I would not place the sole blame on Dave Roberts. I think that's lazy.
Okay, and you also added that the voice in the clubhouse might be to deaf ears, and you're entirely wrong, and I'll tell you why.
No, I didn't say that either. I actually said that stuff is overblown. Who are you listening to? Like, I mean, sorry, well, kitty cat. You're getting one more strike and you're out here, bro. You've gotten three strikes. I may give you a fourth because you're literally listening to the wrong person. I have not said any of those things you said.
Well, you might want to replay your show.
I know what I said. I also have a partner in here who's laughing at you because he knows I said the complete opposite of what you're saying.
I said all that stuff.
Oh, it's the wrong guy you've got there, kitty cat.
I said it all.
Wrong guy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, George. You got the wrong guy. But you did say that the voice in the clubhouse doesn't matter in Major League Baseball.
I did not say that. And I said it's overblown.
Overblown, and you're entirely wrong for that statement.
Yeah, you're way wrong.
Because it's not entirely, and I could back
it
up.
Tell him, kitty cat.
Go ahead, tell me.
Tell
him.
Who was the Padre manager before Bob Melvin?
I don't know who.
Okay, you don't know. Jace Tingler was the manager.
Okay, familiar with
the
his
difference
work?
Of,
vaguely.
The difference of Bob Melvin in that locker room compared to Jace Tingler.
It's called the clubhouse in baseball, kitty cat.
What's that?
It's called a clubhouse in baseball, not a locker room.
Whatever.
Well,
it is.
I mean, you're picking bones with me. I'm going to pick some bones. I'm picking bones right back at you.
But you don't even. You're not even a baseball fan. You don't have a team.
Well, no, it's not. I like baseball. I watch baseball all the time. I just told you I watch the Dodgers about 120 games a season, and I watch the playoffs pretty regularly. So, but what?
All right. So you crucified Scott Kaplan for not being a San Diego fan. But it's okay for you not to be a fan and criticize everybody
else. As a matter of fact, I mean, no, that actually didn't transpire that way. But what I would say to you is, I've actually said I've been rooting for the Dodgers the entire time because I have not really seen the Yankees since I left the Northeast when I was there working at ESPN in like 2016. And I've watched the Dodgers every day since. So I've kind of de facto they've kind of become my team because of that.
Okay, let me tell you something. The Dodgers and the Padres brought baseball together in Southern California unlike any other year. This series was a tremendous series. I was there both nights. The Dodger fans were well represented, and 98% of that crowd with San Diego Padres by design. They shut out all of outside zip codes, as you know.
Right.
Let me share another important
story. Well, I only have 30 seconds. Not even. I mean, 20 we have 20. Seconds. We got to go. So that's go ahead.
The six people that are off the circle of trust, they should get back on Scott Kaplan's bandwagon.
Wow. That's all it is. Is that guy like your brother or something?
Yeah, it's my brother.
That is
my
brother.
It's my dad.
Yeah.
It's my dad. It's my son.
I mean,
calling
in. No, he's too old. Sounds like your son.
That's right.
Not trying to be an ageist.
My dad.
But
it's my dad, my brother, and my son. It's my best friend.
That was like 6 minutes. I'll never get back.
Good job, kitty cat.
Your boy.
It's my boy.
I mean, he's literally pegging stuff on me that I didn't even say.
You said all that stuff. Face up to it. Come on, George.
Bye, Kaplan. Bye, Lindsay and Laura. Lakers Talk with Slee is next.